Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the first episode of Sister Talk. I'm your host, Ciola J. Abram, and I'm so excited that you have decided to join us on our first episode of Sister Talk. But let me start by saying thank you to all of our listeners. We appreciate you taking the time from your very, very busy schedules, I should say, to tune in. We know that your time is very precious and valuable. I also want to say that I understand that 7 p.m. is what many would consider a prime time, meaning it's dinner time, family time, prayer time, exercise time, and I'm sure time for many more scheduled events. So again, we don't take your time for tuning in for granted. So thank you, thank you, and thank you. Also, let me just do this. Let's get this party started with me giving you a little background as to why we felt it necessary to create a Blog Talk radio show. Sister Talk was initially born about 3 years ago from our nonprofit organization called Sisters Celebrating Each Other, Inc. We sometimes refer to it as Sisters or SCEO. It's a nonprofit that's currently based, and I say currently based because we're looking at relocating real soon, but we're currently based in Contra Costa County. And what our nonprofit does is we support single women and single mothers with food, clothing, and assistance with shelter. We also provide support in other areas of life necessities, and that includes workforce readiness, and that could be getting young women or mature women alike ready and prepared for employment by teaching them office etiquette, academic support, which may include preparation for attaining their GED or their high school diplomas. So in essence, Sister Talk is a platform where we pull together a variety of real women, and I say real women because we really do need real women to speak up and talk about real issues and who are really not afraid to talk about those issues. So our goal is to offer and share essential and valuable information to help encourage, to inspire, and to motivate our listeners in reaching and achieving their full life potential. When I tell you we are excited about our lineup of guest speakers, who are some very awesome women and some men whose expertise is in the areas of finance, education, health and wellness, spiritual insight and wisdom, and something that is very personal and dear to my heart, and that is to have special guests who will share their very real life experience or their testimony that some may call them, and how they were able to conquer and overcome what I know are some very tumultuous times in their lives. So trust me when I tell you, you are not going to want to miss any future episodes of Sister Talk. And to ensure you don't, Sister Talk, let me just recap, is a weekly show and will air at 7 p.m. for 1 hour on Thursday evening. So please mark your calendars and tune in. And by all means, and I emphasize, by all means, you are encouraged to share, share, and share. Okay, so that covers the business end of it. Let's get to the fun. And tonight we are so very excited to have the ladies of the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour. Now, if you haven't heard of these ladies, it is a group of four women who are traveling all over the United States sharing their testimonies and all to the glory of God. Okay? All right, so I personally have a little secret to share. I am honored to be one of the women on this tour, so I have a little insight on what has been happening on these tours. However, none of us have ever publicly shared how the tour came about and how we each became a part of the tour. We have never shared what it's like being a part of the tour and how that has personally impacted our own lives and our personal walk with the Lord. We have never shared the impact that we have personally witnessed and seen at each one of these tours. And I think it's important for our listeners to hear from our own perspective, what is the secret to us getting along? The other thing is that what we attribute to the success of our tour. So we will talk about what is the attributing factor to the success of the tours thus far, and how do we see the tours continually being successful. And we also are going to ask the ladies to tell us or to tell future or potential guests who may be considering attending one of the tours in their city or state, you know, let them know what they're missing or why it's important for them to attend one of the tours. So we are getting ready to bring on our awesome and wonderful speakers. Oh, by the way, let me tell you that one of our sisters, and that is Sina Tate, will not be able to join us or comment. I'm not sure if she's listening in, but if she is, we miss you, Sina. But she was kind enough to send us her questions to her answers, and I'll be able to share those as we go forward. So without further ado, let me bring on our dear sister and the mother to the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour, and that is our very own Mama Pam, also known as Pamela Dotson. Mama Pam, are you on with us?
I am.
All right, and we're going to ask you to excuse Mama Pam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, all right. So we're going to ask you to excuse Mama Pam's voice. She's been down ill with some issues with her voice, so you will be able to hear her, but we just want to let you know what she's dealing with. And we also want to bring in our very powerful and awesome sister and evangelist, servant evangelist, Karen Denise Lewis. Karen, are you in with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, world.
I love it. I love it. I know we are both missing Sina, our little powerhouse. We like to call her our little powerhouse. She's so awesome and so incredible. I tell you, ladies, when I got her questions to the, or the answers to the questions as I read them, I could just see her little self hopping up and down like she does. You know, when she's praying and she's jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I just see her spirit jumping up and down with excitement. So we are awesome. We are just excited about what God is doing with the Trinity Tour. So I want to start with you, Mama Pam, being that you are our mother, and I don't say elderly with no disrespect, but I say it with all respect. Would you mind telling us, from your perspective, how the tour came about for you? Can you tell us how this all came about from your perspective?
Okay, I pray everyone hears me okay, and I will talk as best as I can. The tour came about through a sacrificial lamb called Ciola Abrams, who is our host on today. She started with her victory tour in my living room back the first part 2015. And from her victory tour of her book, we went from city to city. Well, this lovely lady, Karen, I'm going to give her little input in a minute. She said the Lord told her to be an assistant to Ciola in whichever way she could after she came to the first victory tour. So she said that she would drive us to L.A., to Los Angeles, and so there was me, Ciola, and Karen. And Karen, I tell you, that girl, she can drive. She puts the pedal to the metal, and she don't drive, she flies. But anyway, in L.A., we began to bond, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. Three women, an older, a younger, and an in-between, just all in one room, getting along, sharing whatever we had, breaking bread together, sharing our little resources we had together. And when she came back home, she called Ciola, and she said, so I'm going to let Karen tell the rest of it. That's my take. That's my take on how the Victory Tour got the Trinity got started. It originally was the Victory Tour.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And the Victory Tours initially started January 9th of 2015. And that was, again, in Mama Pam's kitchen. And that's where I first met our beautiful sister, Karen, servant evangelist, Karen Denise Lewis. I want to keep saying that because we are who God calls us to be. And I tell you, that evening when we stood in that kitchen and I listened to Karen, and
yes.
what you
yes.
all will soon learn and discover is these powerful Karen-isms, as we call them. Her words are phenomenal and very powerful. So, Karen, come on, chime in and give us your perspective on the Trinity Break Every Chain tour.
Well, I first met these ladies in Pam's Kitchen, as they spoke of, and I was just supporting another author. I had just written a book, and I went to church with Mama Pam. But Ciola, on her victory tour, was in the kitchen, and I said, let me go support. The Lord was really pulling me and driving me to this particular opening of her book, and it broke every chain with me because she was so real. The book was so in-depth about her life. Many times we always talk about things, but we never really feel it from the person who went through it. So when Ciola told her story, it was like fire in my bones. It really lifted me off to the next level. And then we became friends after that. And her second victory tour, she invited me to, and I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I don't do women. This tour is about bringing women together. So God had to break the chains in my life. And when I went with these three women, I told them, I said, either this trip is going to make us or this trip is going to break us. Because I really didn't do a lot of people at the time in my life in that particular time. But we went to Los Angeles, and it was like we never, ever drove 5 hours. We were so in tune. God was just surrounding us and breaking the chains. And I was like, not every woman is the same. So after the victory tour, I said, you know what? God had to break the chains in my life in order for me to be together with you ladies on a mission and assignment from God. So it was all ordained and set up by God that I met these ladies from the start to the finish. We don't have any animosity. We don't have any hidden figures. We just have love, and we have the same accord for God and God's people. That's why I always say you really have to get to know a person. Don't judge. Just marinate with them for a while and watch God work. So I tell you, the victory tour is full of love. We want to unite people together and just love one another like we're supposed to do. So I had to break the chains in my life and tell God yes, a complete yes, and now look what he's doing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing, and I'm just in awe to be a part of it.
Wow, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. So before I get to you know, my perspective, I want to just kind of share with our sister Sina sent in. She said, and I'm going to read it as she wrote it so you can get the real gist of who Sina is. She said, how I became a part to the Trinity tour was nothing being capitalized but God. I got a call from Sister Karen asking if I could host their first tour in Sacramento. Without hesitation, I said yes in capital letters. Sister Ciola called me, and we had such a great conversation, definitely spirit-led. So I hosted the Trinity Tour in Sacramento, and it was nothing short of the glory of God. I was so blessed by the speakers and their testimony, and the atmosphere was filled with the Holy Spirit. Ciola and I got to talk some more, and we really got to know each other that day. Instantly, we felt a genuine love for one another. A few days later, I got a call from Ciola asking me if I would like to join the group. And, of course, I said in capital letters, absolutely an honor. And I can, excuse me, I can truly attest to what each of you ladies has said in regards to the Trinity Tour. You know, I had no idea how this was not even a thought until sometime in June, so I'll try to make mine as brief as well. In January of 2015, when we did the first Victory Tour, I didn't know what this was going to be like. You know, I didn't like speaking in front of people, and I was nervous about coming to Sacramento to even speak to the women that Mama Pam had invited. I actually didn't have a hard copy of my book. It was still in the process of being finalized, so I had what they sent me, which is a copy of my galley. And I call myself going to read from the galley. But I tell you, the women that were there were so open, so free, and so transparent. And I like to pride myself on being very open and transparent because I feel like that's the only way you can help people is when you're real. So moving forward from that, prior to the last victory tour that we did in October, we held our nonprofit, Sister Celebrating Each Other, Inc., held our third annual women's conference. And I invited Karen to be one of the vendors at the conference to come and share her book. And it was after that when a phone call took place, and because the Lord had kind of dropped in my spirit that, you know, it was to get together with other authors, other women. And I had mentioned it to a couple of women, but no one bit. No one took the carrot that was dangling in front of their face. And it's amazing how we so often do that. God presents us with opportunities, and because we can't see beyond maybe our current situation or what we may be going through, a lot of times we miss those very golden opportunities. And so after that, when Karen called, and we had talked a few times prior to this conversation when the Trinity Tour was born, but she called me, and I picked up that phone, and she said, the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour. And Karen, what did I say?
You said, wait, you playing. Girl, don't be playing with me. I'm about to get it together. Ooh, the Lord really blessing.
And from that conversation, I had a victory tour scheduled in Sacramento on November 12th. I canceled that tour, and Karen, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, was able to get information regarding this center, and it's the Center for Spiritual Awareness. And I'm going to tell all you religious folks, and I don't mean to hurt nobody's feeling, but I got people saying, you know, do you really want to hold it at a spiritual center? And it's not God. And I tell you, had we listened to those people, we would have missed the blessings that were attached. See, we have to believe the word of God that says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Yes.
And wherever we go, we take the spirit of the living God. So we don't bow down to another spirit or another God. We allow our God to reign above every other spirit and every other God.
That would be correct.
So, yes. So I tell you, we went on into that spiritual center. And we had our first Trinity tour, and now we have Trinity tours scheduled through the end of the year, all to the glory of
glory
God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Praise God.
Any other comments from you ladies before we get to the next question?
Listen and obey. Just listen and obey. God is really moving this year. And so you have to listen and be a part of the plan that he has set out, not your glory, but just for his glory. And you will be on your way. He wants us to fly. He wants us to fly over everything that we're going through. So you just have to depend on him and listen and obey. You have to move, people. You have to move.
And I would like to say that the Trinity Tour has evolved into a greater thing than we could have ever hoped for or imagined, because we are allowing the Holy Spirit to orchestrate it. We get up every time, every event that we go to is different because we are not doing it. The Holy Spirit is doing it, and therein lies why everyone is getting blessed in a different way each time. So if you've been to one, think the next one will be the same, because they won't. Praise God.
That's good. I agree with both of what
I agree with both of you.
Yeah, absolutely. None of the tours that we've done thus far has been the same. I mean, we are each shocked every time we go because,
Amen.
Yeah.
God is moving.
I mean, it's a different audience. We never know who to expect. And by the way, men are invited to this. So we had men come, and we've gotten great feedback from those in attendance. But none of them have been the same. None of our testimonies are so big, large, so detailed, you know, so we don't even know from tour to tour what God is going to have us to share. And
amen, because we serve a big God. We serve a big God.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. Can you ladies agree that at each of the tours, you are shocked by what comes out of each other's mouth?
Yes, I have to agree with that because the Holy Spirit just takes over. We fast before we speak to anyone and before we
amen.
Have any type of dealing with God's people. We want to say, well, thus says the Lord. And we just let
yes.
him move. We just let him move. Nothing is scripted. So mm-hmm. God just has his way with his people. He knows who's there. We don't. We don't know what you need. So we just let God have his way through us. And it's just a glorified, it's just a spirit-filled, moving tour. It really is. It blows our mind. It blows our mind because we serve a big God. So we expect big miracles.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we
go ahead,
say,
Monica.
The scripture says that if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. Before each tour, we go forth in fasting, praying, and then on the site, before you come in, we have saturated wherever we are with the spirit of the true and living God with prayer. So as we lift him up, then the souls are drawn and are blessed through the testimony that we give because he lives and abides within us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. So we want to keep things moving. So the next question is, from your own personal experiences, ladies, tell me and tell our listeners, how has the tour personally impacted your own life and your own walk with God?
You have to go
Mama
first.
Pam, you can. I'm sorry. Mama
okay.
Pam,
you
can
tell
go
me
first.
About okay.
And, amen.
Okay. Okay. I will go first. As we previously stated, I started with the touring as a mama figure, person of love and support for Sister Ciola because I saw her passion for her vision, sisters celebrating each other, which is something else that I'm sure she will mention before we get off. And God has blessed her with so many different giftings, talents, and abilities. So I just got up under her and, hey, I want to support her, pushing her as far as I can push her, and I'll help you and I'll support you. Well, I'm so excited, the book, and I got to read the book before it came out and edit the book, and I'm all excited. And after we had gone through the tours and Karen came on board and said about the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour, then I'm excited because when Karen came out with her book, I bought her book. Way before because her book was out about a year or so before Ciola's. So anyway, I purchased her book, and she came along. So I'm just supporting people. That's what I do. I say I've never done the things that I could have done because I never had anyone to support me. Well, I have a book that was published 4 years ago in 2012 that don't nobody know about because I was lack of faith or no support. I got the book done, but I didn't do anything with it. So Sister Ciola said, the Lord told her, Mama Pam, you do whatever you need to do. This was about 2 or 3 weeks before the Trinity tour began. She said, do whatever you need to do, but you get you some books and you're going to be a part. And I'm like, huh? She's like, God told me you're to come out of the shadows and start using the giftings and talents that God has given you. So through the Break Every Chain Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Break Every Chain Tour, God has broken the chains in my life, the chains of not feeling supported, the chains of not feeling loved, the chains of not feeling good enough, the chains of having been married, valuable, or validated enough. God has broken chains off my life. As I stand up and I minister from my poetry, my book is a book of poems, but I minister from the poems to the people, they're blessed because I share myself. So the tour has been such a blessing to me as well as a blessing to others.
Well, amen. Hello, amen. Amen. Now God is just really stretching us. God is really stretching us. He's just teaching me,
yes.
you know, more love for his people. I really didn't want to tell my business. I can be honest with you. I didn't want to go tell my business. And God says, it's not about you. So I want people to know that you are not what you have done. I've done a lot of things, but God is a God of second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. So I want to encourage and motivate and tell them that God loves them no matter what. And I want to be example for them what not to do, because here I am, a wretch like me. He saved me, so he stretches me on every tour, every city. Yeah. He teaches me mercy and how he gave me mercy, how he gave me grace. And I just want to extend that to his people and love on them and tell them, look, I'm a living miracle, a testimony. He can do it for you too. So just come on in, and give a complete yes, Lord. Don't play with God, and he will do it for you. You cannot keep living like you're living, people. It just don't work. So basically this tour, this whole edifice and the Lord and Jesus, grace, mercy, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, he just wrapped all around us on every city, and he just wrapped around his people because he ordained this. This is all ordained by him. So he gets all the glory. We just tell the stories. That's it. That's all. And his people are loved, and they just love that they can be loved no matter what they have done. Just say, yes, Lord. That's it. That's all. It's such an easy thing to do. It's not going to be a hard thing. Just say, yes, Lord, and he will lead the way. Let him take the wheel.
Amen. I see we could have had a 2-hour episode. So let's amen. Now, we could definitely talk about Jesus much longer than an hour. So we're at the halfway mark. We have about 33 minutes. So I want to move things along and make sure that we're able to answer all of the questions. And then I want to provide some information at the end. Regarding Blog Talk Radio, regarding our tour dates, where we're scheduled to be next, and share some information about upcoming speaking events that each of us may have separately and apart from the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour and how we support each other in that. So let me share Sina's answer quickly. So Sina's answer to that question is, the tour affected me in so many ways. For one, I take ministry very seriously, she says. Every word that comes out of my mouth has to be of God and from God. Being God's mouthpiece has pushed me to even a deeper and stronger relationship with him, making sure that I am hearing God correctly. I loved that when I read it. I've been praying more and spending more time with God. It has also helped me to really look at my own situation and myself to make sure that I am the woman of God that I preach about. When I read that, I said, go ahead on, Sina.
Amen.
That is so real, because you can't stand before God and portray yourself as being something that you're not. And that's what this Trinity Tour, right? And that's what I love about this Trinity Tour, about us, is because it's transparency. You know, when I first began, even when I wrote the book, I was like you, Karen. I was a little apprehensive about sharing my story, you know, committing adultery and doing all this stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? You're going to share this? You want me to really share this? And the word was yes. Many years ago, even before, you know, God had dropped this in my spirit that I would write a book, over 15 years ago, he said to me, transparency is the bridge that builds trust. And I'm finding that the more open and transparent you are, the more trusting people become, because there are no walls. There are no, you know, you don't have to break through any barriers. And so you first have to trust God. You first have to be vulnerable with him, because when your trust is with him and your vulnerability is with him, he protects us. We don't have to worry about, you know, the so-called naysayers and haters and the people that may be attempting to do evil or harm to us. So for me, this has really, like Sina said, challenged me to be a better daughter of God, a better representation of him.
Amen.
And it has taught me and continues to teach me to open myself and to avail myself to love. You know, the Bible says in order to be a friend, you have to get friends, you have to show yourself friendly.
Yes.
So with us, we have been able to be there to support one another. I love when we stay in the hotels together and all the makeup comes off and, you know, all the hair and everything comes off. And we're just sisters. We can be honest with each other. We can be transparent with each other. There are no feelings and no emotions, because it's not that they don't exist. We just don't let them govern us. And I think that's what's key. So I'm learning a great deal about myself.
Yeah, it's awesome.
More
it's
than
awesome.
I'm learning
it's
about
awesome
anybody
about
else. Yeah, it's all about self. So I look forward to each one of these things that we're doing. All right, so let's quickly try to move on to the third. No, we did the third question, and I want to start with Sina's response to this first because I love it. So the fourth question is that we're going to ask the ladies, including myself, is what is the secret to us getting along? Let me read little powerhouse Sina's response, and then Mama Pam,
you
can go ahead.
I love her.
Don't you love Sina?
That's a little firecracker. She's a little firecracker for
Jesus. She is. I love her. I love Sina Tate. Little Sina. She says, secret. No secret. And I can just see her saying that. Can you guys hear her saying that?
Yes,
can you
I can.
See her little face when she
looks like a little doll, baby.
She said, secret? No secret. Just the pure love of God and truly
Amen.
Believing in why God created each and every one of us. We all have our own gifts and purposes God has chosen for us. I love that because that is so essential. There is no secret. There is no secret. We don't have to go read the book, The Secret. God says it's all pure love. It's all,
Amen.
For all of this is love. Love one to another. So would you all agree that there is no secret, just pure love, or do you have a different take on that?
Just pure love. I agree totally. It's just a buffet of Jesus' grace and mercy. Just a buffet. God is just, he's so awesome if you just let him do what he do.
You know, he said in his word, by these signs will all men know that you and me are my disciples, that you have love one another. And I think what we have done on the Trinity tour, we tapped into love. We
Amen.
Tapped into love, unconditional love. We don't trip with each other. We don't fall out, and we come to each other. Karen tells me all the time, come on, Mama Pam. Now, let's keep it real. I want you to tell me. Just tell me. Come on, we're not tripping. Just tell me. I appreciate that because just because we share what we can agree to disagree, but it just so happens we ain't had no disagreements because we all hooked up, tangled up, and tied up in God.
Amen.
And therefore, we got the same mind, the same motive, the same spirit, and the spirit of God is love. Amen.
Because
Amen.
That's what breaks change. That's what breaks change.
Yes.
Love. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on. So what would you each say that is the contributing factor? And I already know this answer, and I think it's going to be the same as the previous question. Would you consider the contributing factor to the success of the tours themselves? Would that be God, and God?
Number one, I would say all things are natural before spiritual. And I would have to say that the glue that keeps the tour together, besides God, is Sheila. Because we depend on her. We depend on her. Everything. We help. No, we do. We help as much as we know how to help. But God has given her the gifting, the talent, and the ability to be a leader. And so we depend heavily upon her. And the only reason we depend upon her is because she's a woman that's led of God. And
Amen.
She always prefers everything. Yes, everything back to God. So it's easy for us to follow her, and it's easy for us to have the Trinity, and the word Trinity that we're using is because it's a tour that is founded upon the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that Son's name is Jesus. Just for those listeners who might be wondering, know who I'm talking about, we talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Karen, go ahead. You have something to say?
I have to totally agree with that. Sheila is a leader. You know, you always have to. We just are crew members, and I'm just happy to be on the ship. Basically, you always have to have a captain of the ship, and God does
That's
everything
right.
in excellent
right.
and in order. So, yes, he has chosen her because she has, we have relationship with God. It's not a religion. We have a relationship. So when she comes to us and tells that God says something, usually he already pricks our spirit as well. So we all come together as one and say, that's exactly it. And saying yes to God, that is the whole thing. When he tells you something and you go do it, you obey and you go. You're not just going to marinate on it and think about it. Well, let me see if it was no. You need to know his voice. Ciola Abrams knows his voice. We all know his voice. But when she says something, we trust her because we know how much time she spends with the Lord. We know that he called her to be a prophetess. We know that she has a keen insight to his heartbeat. So we all say, okay, Ciola, and it has been working because we say yes. We go as a team, and it works because we always obey the word of God.
Okay, well, had I known you all were going to say that, I would have muted you. Because you all
she
know
wouldn't ask questions.
How I hate that. I mean, you know, it's all about God. And anybody who knows me knows that I don't like the attention. And Karen is, you know, both of them, Karen and Mama Pam, are really good at reminding me, no, this is who you are. And if we fuss about anything, it is about that. You know, when we have our conference calls to talk about these tours every other Friday, it's always, no, stop saying that. We all hear from God. We all need to be in prayer. It's not on me. That's way too much pressure. And then Karen always said,
but there's always a captain in the ship. Always a captain in the ship.
That's right. Yeah, because anything without a head is a freak. It's a monster. Everything has to
happen. God is the head. God is the head. But we're going to go because we can hash. I know we're going to keep going because I know you guys will be on this. We'll be on this for the next 2 hours.
Yes.
You guys tell me. No, it's you. We do this all the time. So, okay. So all of our listeners, if you have any debate, the debate is about that.
Because
they know typically I'm behind the scenes. I don't really like no attention. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be known. But, you know, Karen stands up in church and she says, this is our president.
Because the curtain has gone up. The curtain has gone up, ladies and gentlemen. The curtain has gone up. And it's her turn to shine and show her light.
Yes.
God don't want you behind the curtain. He wants you to do something that he told you to do. So, pick something. You know you heard him. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Amen. All right, I'm going to move this thing along. So this is why I love these ladies. And for all of our listeners, this is the kind of fun we have when we are doing these tours. It is laughter. And not only is it laughter and fun, but we do come together in prayer. We do come together in fasting.
Yes.
We do support one another. So this is not for the sake of this Blog Talk Radio show. This is not, you know, us trying to conjure up attendees, because we believe that if we are truly sent of God, then those who are to be at each one of these events have already been preordained to be there. All we're doing is sharing the information. We don't need to, you know, to beg and to pull attendees.
Right.
We just need to, as Mama Pam said earlier, lift God up. Lift him up by being true to who we are. And none of us are perfect. We all have issues. We all have things we're dealing with right now today. But the key is what Karen says, is to keep focused on what God has called you to do. Don't let your challenges or your obstacles or your circumstances prohibit you from moving forward with the word of God. We as children of God have to learn how to persevere, regardless of the challenges. The challenges are going to be there. Regardless of the obstacles are going to be there. We have to learn how to persevere, to push past, and to stay focused. We can all talk about anything we're dealing with. We all have issues. So don't get it twisted. I was just telling someone yesterday, you see all this stuff on Facebook and all this stuff God is doing, that does not come without challenges.
Stay focused, people. Stay focused.
Issues. Yeah, so don't look at all that stuff on Facebook, you know, and think that, oh, these ladies are just having it easy. No, honey, we just made a choice to persevere past the obstacles.
Amen.
We just made a choice to push past, you know, to push past what looks to be problems. Rather than looking at it as issues, we've just determined in our spirit, no, if God said it, it's already made available. And we're
Amen.
Just so we don't get stopped or stuck by the obstacles or by problems. We keep, as we don't do what Peter did. We don't take our eye off Jesus, you know, because otherwise we keep going. So we don't want to mislead anyone when you see that stuff on Facebook and you think, oh, they just doing it. No, that would be God.
We just have work to do. We're kingdom building. We're kingdom building. We're leaving a legacy for the next five generations.
There you go. There you go. All right, Karen. All right, Karen. All right, so let's move on to, okay, ladies, give me two words, and I'm going to do Cena's first. Give me two words of how you would describe the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour. And I'm going to give you the listeners and you and Karen, Mama Pam, Cena's response. She said amazed and powerful. Give me two words, just two words. Go, Mama Pam.
Two words. Anointed and appointed.
All right, Karen, let's have those two words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God sent.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the appointed and anointed. I like that. God sent.
Yes,
that's good. My two words is Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
That's three words.
Always a minister. Always a minister. Bless your heart, baby.
Yes, yes. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that's all I know. All right, let's get to the last question, and that is, and I'll read Cena's answer. Tell me, and our listeners, what would you tell those sisters and brothers, because we stated this earlier, that men are invited to, who are considering attending one of the tours, what would you tell them? To encourage them to come. And again, not because we're trying to, you know, have a big audience, because we've gone to these things and have very few people. So it's not about the people, because if God touches one, that's, we've done what we're supposed to
Amen.
Do. And I always
Amen.
Tell people, don't get caught up on numbers. Don't get caught up on attendances, because that's not important. I once heard a man say, you know, he stood in a stadium preaching, you know, because he had rented out this stadium, and he's preaching. And no one showed up. No one showed up. And he said, and then one day the janitor, and I forget where I heard this at. If any of our listeners heard this, understand that I'm recollecting to the best of my ability. I'm not telling a story here. I did hear this, so it may not be the specific details, but the gist of the story is that he preached to that empty audience as if he was preaching to a full audience. And he later came to learn that the janitor was in the building and had given his life to Christ. And that is when I learned that it's not about the attendance. It's not about the numbers. It's about the obedience to God, doing what he says to do, going where he says to go, and trusting that the outcome would be what he has preordained it to be.
And it's not dependent
upon attendance or numbers. So anybody that's listening, get off the attendance and the numbers, because it ain't about that. It's about God doing what he wants to do. So
Amen.
What would you tell Mama Pam?
Well, what I would tell anyone that's anticipating or trying to figure out why they should come, I'll tell you my observation. I observe people coming in not knowing what's going to happen, you know, kind of stand back. It's kind of apprehensive. But when they come through the doors, and first we greet them with a greeting of love, we help escort them to a comfortable seat, not sitting all over. Sit together. Get them. Y'all come in. What I observe is, as we begin to go forth in our ministry to the people, they loosen up, tears begin to flow, hearts are touched, spirits are touched, male and female. And when it's over, nobody's running out, leaving. You know, you go to church, you go to something.
They want to marinate.
It's over. You out the door. They are still there, still being blessed. The Holy Spirit is still in the room. So if you want to come and have an encounter with the Holy Ghost by way of us being transparent and telling of our stories and of our stories, the Word of God says we're overcome by the words of our testimony. So as our testimonies, people are overcome, chains are broken, they are blessed and ready for us to do it again. So you'll be ready to come to the meeting.
I'm telling you, if I wasn't a part of it, I'd be traveling trying to meet each one.
I would too.
Yeah.
I find that, okay, Karen, go ahead, because I don't want to cut in. I don't want to break the order. All right, sis, go ahead.
No, it's just the Trinity Tour for it's equal opportunity. It's co-ed. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
wants to, you to hear all his miracles. He wants you to hear it. He wants you to see him, because all of us are the miracles of God, and we just tell our testimonies on what God has done. So basically, it is an equal opportunity. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Each one of us is going to touch a nerve. God is going to touch a nerve with what he has done in our lives, no matter if it's a woman, man, child. God is ready for us to move. God is ready for us to, he's just ready to break chains. He's ready to get you out of your regular comfort zone. He's ready to move you, people. So I just say that when you come, don't expect the traditional. Expect the mighty move of God. Walk in there with expectancy, because you will get it, because God is already filling us and has filled us to give and pour out to you. So just
to
come
you.
And
Amen.
Expect miracles, because you will see
Thank
miracles
you.
And you will hear miracles. Amen. And they're all Amen. Because God has shown us grace and mercy, just like he can show you.
Wow, that's Amen. Good. Both Amen. Of those were good. Let me read what Sina has to say. She says, to stop and hear again, our little powerful Sina, I love her. I could just hear her tapping on them keyboards as she was probably beating up the keyboards as she was typing them, because she's so passionate. To stop thinking, but to come, in capital letters, and see what God has. Sometimes we pray for something or for an answer, and we sit and wait. How often do we hear about people, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord.
I'm just waiting.
It's good. Uh-huh. It's good in certain instances to wait, but be led of the Spirit. You know, don't
Amen.
The spirit of violence. Clarify that. You know, don't be, pray for something, and then when God sends the answer, I'm just going to wait and pray and make sure it's God. And, you know, trust me, your spirit knows when it's of God.
Amen. Get to moving, right?
So she says, sometimes we pray for something or for an answer, and we sit and wait. Well, right now, God is saying it's time to go, in capital
Amen.
Letters. It's time to take a leap of faith. It's time to take action. It's time to do something you've never done. It's time to come and get your blessings, breakthroughs, and miracles. They're waiting for you. That from the mouth of our very own Sina Tate.
That's a baby in proof. Powerful.
So for me, I think, you know, what I would say is, as we've all kind of alluded to here, is don't wait. You know, if this is my plea, my heartfelt plea, because I know, and we all know personally what God has done, are you tired of, as Karen said, the tradition? Are you tired of the same old, same old? You know, I often say to the ladies that we don't tell our testimonies enough, and I'm going to be honest and transparent here. When I started the Victory Tour, I thought, Lord, how many places can I go and tell the same story over and over? I thought to myself, I'm going to get tired of hearing my own story, right? Can
Boring.
We just keep it real?
Right.
And as we said earlier, I've learned just by virtue of each one of these tours that every one of them is different. And how is everyone different? Because every day we receive new mercies.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
It's a new beginning, a new day. It's
morning.
Fresh manna, a fresh word every day. So if God is sending us, and there are different people dealing with different issues and circumstances who are at different places in their walk, different spiritual levels, physical and emotional levels, he's not going to send us, if we're truly sent, without something that he desires to give each and every one of them. So please don't look at us, because we're just women. We're just
Amen.
People. But we're expecting God. Because we come to each one of these things, just like you all listening, we come expecting God to show up.
Yes.
We don't come in our own strength.
Trust,
and I know I can speak that for
God.
All of us,
trust
because we
God.
Have these conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, we all we wonder what God's going to do, too. So
we're excited.
Yes, excited.
So we encourage you to come on and with us, let's explore together what God is going to do at each one of these. So don't sit and be like, oh, well, I don't want to go hear no women speak, you know, because I didn't want to go hear women speak. But it's not about what we want. It's about what God wants to give and what we need, the things that only He can provide. Amen?
Nine minutes.
All right.
Amen.
All right, so we got 9 minutes before the call ends, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners. I'm not on the screen in the Blog Talk Radio to see actually who called in and listened, but I just will take this opportunity to say thank you so very much for joining in to our first Blog Talk Radio show, Sister Talk. These shows will air every Thursday at 7 p.m., and you can find out more information on Sister Blog Talk Radio by going to Sisters Celebrating Each Other's website. That address is www.sceo, the acronym for Sisters Celebrating Each Other Anew. So that's www.sceoanew.org. And on the website, you can find out more information about our show, our special guests. And I have to tell you, we're excited about a powerful lineup of guest speakers who will come on and share their expertise and powerful testimonies, too, from some of our guest speakers who will be coming on. So please, don't miss any of the upcoming shows. Every Thursday, 7 p.m., right here on Sister Talk. All right. So before we get off, I want to offer up some tour dates for the Trinity Break Every Chain Tour and give both you, Mama Pam, and Karen an opportunity to give us some closing remarks. So let me provide you with some upcoming tour dates. So we are next scheduled to be in Las Vegas, and that's at the East Las Vegas Community Center. And you can log on to our website at www.trinitybectour.com. That stands for Break Every Chain. So trinitybectour.com. That's on March 11th. We'll be in Las Vegas, and that tour will also start at, registrations will start at 11 a.m. The cost is $10, and you can register by going to our website and clicking on the event date, or you can find us just by logging into eventbrite.com and looking up Trinity Break Every Chain Tour Las Vegas, and all of the event details will pop up there. I also want to let you know that we are scheduled and will be in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, for the Hearing God Ministries Pastors and Leaders 6th Annual Conference, and I encourage you to visit the website of our beautiful sister Linda Wright at www.hearinggodministries.org. and find out all of the details about this 6th Annual Pastors and Leaders Conference. You don't want to miss this. It's very inexpensive, $35 for 3 powerful days. You don't want to miss this. And the benefit of not only receiving from God for 3 days, and I think their tagline is Revive, Refresh, and Renew, if I'm not mistaken. But visit the website, check out the details, and attend if you can. But we have the honor of being at Apostle Meekness Lakato's church, which is Total Impact Ministries International. And you can find them at www.totalimpactme.org. Apostle Meekness has graciously allowed us to host our Trinity Tour at her and her husband's church, both apostles, on Sunday, April 2nd. And registration, I think we have it beginning at 1 o'clock, and the tour will actually start at 2 o'clock. So please share with all of your friends. And for more upcoming tours, please visit our website to get all the details. But we are looking to be in Los Angeles the latter part of April. We are in New York in May, Dallas, Texas in July, San Diego the second week of July, Atlanta, August 12th, and then back here in California in September, the latter part of September. So let's see where we are with our time. We have 5 minutes. Let me also say, Karen, you are speaking on this coming Saturday. Give our listeners the details.
Oakland, California, Bishop Ernestine Reeves Church in Oakland, California, and it starts at 10 a.m. It is totally free, ladies and gentlemen. So it is a women's conference at this time. So it is called Straight Talk. So it is a blessing for me to be on the same platform as a mighty woman of God.
Amen.
And she will be having straight talk. So, ladies, come get your blessings. Come get your blessings, and let's have some sister talk. Mm-hmm. Again, Ernestine mm-hmm. Reeves, Bishop Ernestine Reeves Church in Oakland, California at 10 a.m.
All right, all right. And that's Center of Hope Church in Oakland with Bishop Ernestine Reeves, as Karen said. And if any of you have been in Oakland for any amount of time, you know about Bishop Ernestine Reeves. She's been around for decades and powerful and has done a great and mighty work in Oakland.
And
Karen
the main
has
speaker,
the opportunity
I apologize,
to...
the main speaker is Miss Moffitt. Her name is
Kathy Moffitt.
That is the main
Amen.
Speaker.
Amen. Amen. So come on out Saturday at 10 o'clock. We will be there to support our sister, and we are looking forward to that. All right. So we have 4 minutes. Closing remarks. Go, Mama Pam.
Just want to tell you all, you can also find out about our Breaking Every Chain Victory Tours on Facebook. Just plug in Trinity Breaking Every Chain, and it will pull up our different itineraries, our different events. I just look forward to seeing you all there. Come expecting to be blessed of God, coming to be poured into, and come expecting to bless us. Your presence is a blessing to us, because it validates what we are doing is powerful, and God is using you also to bless his daughters, us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
3 minutes.
All right, Karen. Three minutes.
Okay. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for God's miracles. Get ready, because Trinity Tour is coming to a city near you. So tell a friend.
Yes.
Tell a family member. Come one and come all. And just expect miracles. Expect miracles. And matter of fact, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Get ready to be blessed.
Yes. Amen, yes. Amen. Well, this has truly been an honor, and I don't want to get off the call without first, because none of this would be possible without the support of family and friends, and we would not have the opportunity to even be in Phoenix without the support of Linda Wright. So I definitely want to honor this mighty woman of God and thank her publicly for being so kind and so gracious to us and making the connection for us to have the venue that we have. And also, we are working to solidify the L.A. area, and I want to honor my dear sister, Valencia McKinley, in Los Angeles, who is working and assisting us. So I don't want you to think that the Trinity Tour is just us. By no means. We are better together and support one to another. So I just want to honor those, and I want to take this time to even honor our dear sister, Pastor Natalie Nervis, who is doing a wonderful job in sharing and supporting the information regarding the Trinity Tour, and who is bathing us in prayer. So I just want to say thank you to these dynamic women and to all of the women who have come to the tours thus far, who are giving us feedback and telling us what a great job God is doing and how they're being blessed. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking your time spend an hour with us in the evening, and we will just end this in prayer with a quick prayer. All right, my little Siri, and it's not Siri because it's not Apple, but I don't know who the little Blog Talk lady is, but she's telling me I have 90 seconds, so let's wrap this up with a prayer. Father God, we truly just come before you, Father, and we thank you for an opportunity to come together, God, and glorify you, Father, not lifting ourselves up, Father, but honor and glorifying you, Father. We just thank you for all those who have taken time from their busy schedule to join us, Father. We thank you, God, for entrusting us, Father God, to go forward and to glorify your name. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and we pray that we've honored you with our words, with our hearts, and with our motives. And we seal this prayer in the awesome and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of you who are listening, you can share this blog with your friends and family, and we hope you will join us next week. We have 30 seconds. Anything else to say before they interrupt us?
Nope. Go tell a friend
that
the Trinity Tour.
And I want to thank God for our husbands that support
yes.
of my husband,
Amen.
Romy, Viola's husband, Carl, and Sina's husband,
yes.
Johan. Thank you, men. We love
yes.
you for supporting
yes.
us women in what we're doing for God. Praise God, because we couldn't do it without you.
I meant to say that, Mama Pam. Thank you. And Johan, Sina's husband, is our personal
yes.
photographer. We got to go.
Yes, he
love
is.
You. Bye.
2, 1,
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
still,
that's it, ladies.
You're still on there. I'm still,
yeah.
I'm still listening to it. It's
oh
lagging,
my Lord. Yeah,
you know.
All right.
Now
so
you know.
Okay, critique. Okay,
is,
critique.
No. The session is over. We're not going to critique here. Karen calls Sina so we can do our conference call, and then Sina
okay,
will
bye.
Call me, and Mama Pam, I will call you. So we're hanging up now.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.